The cops ran away. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. Hallway surveillance video from the elementary school shooting in Uvalde, Texas has been obtained and published by local news media. It shows police with guns and shields waiting around for more than an hour before officers moved in to take that gunman down. Fox's Marianne Rafferty.
A few officers at first rushed toward the classroom where shots were being fired, but then just a couple minutes later, they're seen rushing back into the hallway to take cover. One officer is even seen getting hand sanitizer as the gunman continued his rampage. Texas DPS Director Steve McGraw says in part, this video provides horrifying evidence that the law enforcement response to the attack at Robb Elementary on May 24th was an abject failure. In law enforcement, when one officer fails, we all fail.
He also says he's disappointed that KVUE-TV and the Austin American-Statesman newspaper chose to release the edited video before victims' family members could see it. 19 children and two teachers died in the shooting May 24th. Former President Trump's accused of trying to call a witness in the January 6th Capitol riot investigation.
And this committee has supplied that information to the Department of Justice.
Congresswoman Liz Cheney at yesterday's hearing of the January 6th committee. She says the witness is someone not yet heard from in the House committee's presentation so far. President Biden arrives in Israel soon, building on an agreement signed by former President Trump.
Israelis are hoping to show President Biden the benefits of the Abraham Accords, which not only brought diplomatic relations between Israel and select Arab neighbors, but also social relations. Flor Hassan Nahum is Jerusalem's deputy mayor.
We've all got kind of a new permission to like each other.
The president will also visit Palestinian communities before flying to Saudi Arabia. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Twitter has now sued Tesla CEO Elon Musk, trying to force him to complete his $44 billion purchase of the company. He announced Friday he wants out of the deal, claiming Twitter has not been forthcoming enough about how many of its accounts are fake. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
A top terrorist in Syria has been killed.
In airstrike against one of the top leaders of ISIS. U.S. Central Command says Maher al-Aghal was taken out by a U.S. airstrike in northwest Syria. He was one of the top five ISIS leaders, as well as the leader of the group in Syria. A CENTCOM spokesman saying the removal of these ISIS leaders will disrupt the terrorist organization's ability to further plot and carry out global attacks. The spokesperson adding al-Aghal was responsible for pushing the development of ISIS networks outside of Iraq and Syria. President Biden also sending out a statement writing, quote, "This airstrike represents the culmination of determined and meticulous intelligence work and stands as testament to the bravery and skill of our armed forces. It also demonstrates that the United States does not require thousands of troops in combat missions to identify and eliminate threats to our country." Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
The president of Sri Lanka, Gotabaya Rajapaksa, is reported to have now left the country. He'd agreed to resign. There have been protests over food and fuel shortages, with people storming his home and office and his prime minister's official residence. Full approval of Regeneron Pharmaceuticals' COVID-19 antibody treatments expected to be decided today by the Food and Drug Administration.
The FDA granting emergency use for RegenCove, a cocktail of antibodies, in 2020 to treat patients with mild to moderate symptoms. Later revising authorizations and limiting use following data suggesting it's not likely to be effective against the highly contagious Omicron variant. The FDA extending its review of the antibody cocktail by 3 months in April, vowing to look at additional data shared by Regeneron on using it as a preventative treatment. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
The June inflation numbers are released this morning at 8:30 Eastern Time. The Labor Department's Bureau of Labor Statistics says that a consumer price index report circulating on Twitter yesterday is a fake. It claimed that annual inflation last month hit 10.2%. That's higher than most economists are predicting. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.